USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A federal appeals court's reinstating the Biden administration's vaccine mandate for large companies. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the Sixth Circuit in Cincinnati ruling yesterday after the mandate was blocked in November by a lower court. The mandate forces companies with 100 workers or more to require them to get COVID-19 shots or submit to weekly testing. The nation's president giving the commencement address at a historically black college in South Carolina yesterday. Speaking at South Carolina State University's graduation ceremony, he said that those graduating students couldn't have made it to that day without their parents and family.
You really do owe those folks up in the bleachers a whole hell of a lot. A whole heck of a lot. And I'm sure not a one turned to his husband or wife and said, guess what, no tuition next semester.
Here's a great thing to consider doing right now before the end of the year. Call MediShare and find out just how much you would save by switching to MediShare, the affordable alternative to health insurance. When you call, you'll get some good news and probably be very happily surprised, too. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. It's still worth it to at least find out. And you'll see why more than 400,000 people are already members. MediShare is a Christian community that shared more than $4 billion in each other's healthcare costs. It really is remarkable, and they're very easy to talk to. And here's the thing. If you join before the end of the year, they'll waive your new member fee. That's another $170 you'll save. I'll give you the number here in a second. The call, and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is December 31st, so call now. You'll save even more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
It's been a year of trials of national interest with an update on one of them that's still underway. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
There was emotional testimony from former Brooklyn Center, Minnesota police officer Kim Potter as she took the stand in her own defense during her manslaughter trial. She's accused of shooting and killing Dante Wright, a 20-year-old black man that she had pulled over for having expired tags. She said her stop went out of control when Wright tried to drive away while her partner was leaning into the car.
I remember yelling, taser, 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 and nothing happened. And then he told me I shot him.
Potter said she thought she was reaching for her taser, but grabbed her gun instead.
J.P. Morgan Chase paying the government over $200 million in fines after what was called widespread record-keeping failures. This is USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Right now, I gotta straighten out this closet. One second.
Classic radio theater.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. Well, here I am.
Yikes! Oh, George, we've got company.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater, on this radio station or online anywhere podcasts are served by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
The U.S. Postal Service is reaching a settlement with the NAACP over mail delays and their effect on election ballots. The Postal Service has agreed to take what it calls extraordinary measures to get ballots delivered for the 2022 midterm elections. Weekly reports will be provided on service performance starting 6 weeks before the actual elections. Mail-in ballot guidance will also be publicly posted no later than February 1st for federal primary elections and October 1st for general elections. The NAACP filed the lawsuit in 2020 arguing the changes made in the delivery system made it unreliable and led to confusion before the election. Workers at the deadly Astroworld Festival in Houston might not be getting paid. An email obtained by Rolling Stone shows a manager representing the festival's promoters suggesting that workers would not get their paychecks unless they sign an amended employment contract releasing Live Nation and Score More Productions from liability. A revised contract in the edit states that employees assumed full responsibility for injuries or damages at the festival. Tiger Woods back on the golf course. The golf legend hitting the links yesterday with his son Charlie at the PNC Championship Pro-Am in Orlando. Woods had last played competitive golf a year ago at the same event. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.